exists because it froze to form protons and neutrons, the basic seeds of the atomic nucleus. So, temperature-wise, matter is, relatively, cool stuff. To quote the famous pop star Madonna, "We all live in a material world, and everyone is familiar with the thing we call matter." The aim of this short book is to address the question of what constitutes matter. That's the material which we see all around us. Also, I cover the flip side, which is what antimatter is or isn't. Although I have recently addressed the tantalizing subject of nothing and what that might be, Hall, 2010, and I will mention this vacuous topic too. Some people may disagree, but I think it's fair to say that there has never been a time when so much information has become available about these exciting topics. Because, for some people, science is inherently boring, I have tried to keep this interesting by interspersing scientific debates and concepts with some of my own ideas and lifetime experiences, and the odd anecdote here and there. The universe is made of matter, antimatter, and the space in between. As we look at the data coming to our attention, we also know that mathematics plays a not insignificant role in the structure of the universe. Ries, 1984. In the simplest of terms, large things are just a hunk of tiny things, which are made of even smaller things like atoms, which are made of subatomic particles. And these smaller things may ultimately be made of vibrating strings of energy. See string theory. Musser. To further confuse things, there's more stuff in space than we can see, as shown by atom-smashing experiments wherein more particles come out of nowhere than were put in, as it were. For example, say you threw one apple into a basket, and several more apple-like objects appeared. The bottom line is that nobody knows for sure what the true nature of matter is yet, and in all likelihood, we will probably never know all of the answers. So what exactly is mass or matter? One way of answering this question is to start at what scientists think was the beginning. Everything, including space, time, and presumably energy, we are told appeared following the Big Bang, which apparently resulted from the explosion of a super-dense object such as a black hole, also known as a singularity, Hawking. But what came before this event? Was there even a before or a time before time? Surely, you might ask, there had to be something before the Big Bang, or did everything really come from nothing? Cross, 2012. Also, why did the Big Bang happen when it did, and is it the first or possibly one of a series of Big Bangs? Recently, 2007, radio astronomers using the Very Large Array facility in New Mexico discovered a truly massive void. When I say large, I mean it. This empty space is estimated to be over 1 billion light years wide and doesn't appear to contain any matter at all, either dark or otherwise. Just think about how it would feel traveling at light speed, not possible, through such a void for a billion years. Thus, we need to be open-minded when we consider the Big Bang theory, as such discoveries only serve to remind us that we still know very little about the actual origins of the observable universe. It's mind-boggling to imagine that the entire known universe may have at one time been no larger than a pea, Hawking. It is generally accepted that the Big Bang theory is a tenable hypothesis, as one can mathematically calculate via extrapolation, given the current rate of expansion that once upon a time, about 15 billion years ago, there was a single focus. In fact, space itself is actually expanding, and so one has to make the distinction between an atomic explosion and a space-time explosion. Musser. Exploding, expanding space. Now there's something fascinating, and it's not an easy task to picture such a thing. It would be like inflating a balloon upon which several black dots representing galaxies had been drawn. But what exactly is space, and what is it expanding into? Is it really just the absence of matter, or is it occupied by other non-material things and strange forces that we aren't aware of yet? Even today,